dear folks like this and how the Lord is using them in such a wonderful way. It's our privilege that you folks are here. God bless you. And as the pastor now, I'm thrilled to be supporting folks just such as yourself and how you're allowing the Lord to use you in such a great way. That's a blessing. And I hope after the service you'll go by and shake their hands, greet them, and thank them for coming here and being with us. It's always a privilege to have our missionaries with us. It's going to be a great reunion day when we get to Glory Land and see all these dear people all over the globe that our missionaries have reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ. What a great day that's going to be. The book of Nehemiah chapter 6 tonight, the book of Nehemiah chapter 6. I began a message this morning. I'm going to be continuing with it tonight. We'll give you the second point tonight, and then Wednesday night, God willing, we'll give you the final point of this message, unless the Lord lays on my heart to postpone that till later, but I don't think he'll do that. So God willing, Wednesday night, we will be concluding this message that I began this morning. We've been studying the book of Nehemiah together, and what a book it is. I trust it's been a blessing to you. It's been a blessing to me. I hope it has been to you. Nehemiah chapter number 6, and for our reading tonight, we'll read with verse number 5. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 5. Then sent Sanballat his servant unto me in like manner the fifth time with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, it is reported among the heathen, and Gashmu saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king according to these words. Thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah. And now shall it be reported to the king according to these words, come now therefore, and let us take counsel together. And I sent unto him, saying, there are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. I'm continuing with a message that we've entitled, Bible Answers for Enemy Attacks. Bible Answers for Enemy Attacks. Let's pray together. We'll go back and tap what we did this morning, and then proceed with this next point tonight. Our Father, we love you. Our heart rejoices in what we've seen tonight, what we've heard. I thank you, Lord God, for this dear family, Lord, the chaplains. And we ask that you'll keep your hand upon them and the ministry that you've given them. As they travel to these new churches, would you give them favor with these pastors and with these churches so they can raise this needed support, we pray. Help us now to be faithful in supporting them, not only financially, but, Lord, spiritually and with our prayers. May the will of God be done this evening. Help us now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. We've come to this sixth chapter, and opposition from the outside has come back on the scene. Now, as I said this morning, it's important for us to remember that the enemy does not like when the work of God is progressing. As a matter of fact, every time they heard of this progress, they did not like it in chapter 2, verse 9, chapter 4, verses 1 and 7, and chapter 6, verse number 1. As we come to chapter 6 here, the enemy will try to do anything he can to stop the progress of the building of the wall. Now, in this chapter, we see three separate attacks taking place. We looked at the first one this morning. We'll look at the second tonight, and God willing, the third Wednesday night. But it's interesting that as each one of these attacks are given, God gives the answer to it. In other words, how Nehemiah responded to these individual attacks are the Bible answers for these enemy attacks today. Therefore, we get our title, Bible Answers for Enemy Attacks. The point I'm trying to make is the way Nehemiah responded is the answer today for these same kind of attacks. That's my desire through this message that each one of God's children will get help against the attacks of the enemy. Because when you get up and get busy working on your section of the wall, whatever that section may be, get this, the enemy's going to attack you. Now, there's three major attacks. First of all, we looked at this morning. Let me just go back and tap it just in case you weren't here. We noticed, first of all, the attack of invitation in verses 2 and 4. To paraphrase that, what's going on is Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem are inviting Nehemiah to come off the wall. And in this invitation, they are trying to be buddy-buddy with him. They're trying to be very nice to him. But he knows in his heart that these people are enemies. And we see in verse number 2 that their purpose was to do him mischief. And understand that anything or anybody that invites you to come off the wall that God has you on, whether it be Bible reading or soul winning, whatever it is, anybody or anything that draws you away from the will of God for your life is not out to help you. They are out to hurt you.
And this morning we looked at the answer to that attack of invitation, and that was, first of all, say oh no to oh no. Because you notice that the valley, this plain that they wanted to have this meeting at, was in the plain of oh no, and we need to learn to say no to oh no. Secondly, we looked at this morning, we ought to see the importance of God's work. Nehemiah realized that the work that he was involved in on building the wall was a great work, and we looked at this morning that God's work should have top priority in our life. Then number three, we noticed this morning that we are to stay on the wall. Four times this enemy came and tried to invite Nehemiah to get off the wall, and four times Nehemiah said, I'm not coming down. And in that we see that we're to be faithful until the Lord calls us home. Now the second attack, which is what we're going to look at tonight very quickly here, is first of all the attack of invitation, but secondly, when the invitation didn't work, they used the attack of incrimination. Now let me show you what I mean here. After Nehemiah did not fall prey to their deceptive invitation, they began another attack on him that they hoped would convince him to stop working on the wall and meet with them. This was an attack of incrimination. In other words, they were trying to falsely accuse him and the people of rebelling against the king. Sanballat then accuses Nehemiah that he's only building the wall so he can become their king. He then accuses Nehemiah that he's appointed prophets to spread this plan to Jerusalem. Then he threatens to go to the king and tattle on him and tell these lies. By the way, it is of special note how Sanballat in verse number 5 sent these incriminating charges with an open letter. Now that is so significant. Let me explain what that means. That simply means this. Many times back in this day, they would seal a letter, and by sealing it, that way these mail carriers, if you will, knew that they were not to look at it. But if it was an open letter, it was inviting them to snoop. It was inviting them to look at what was being said. Do you see how the enemy's doing here? This Sanballat sends it in an open letter. This means he wanted the mail carrier to snoop to read it and then spread these false accusations about Nehemiah and the people. Get this, an all-out slanderous attack is taking place. And it's interesting to note how the charges of rebellion that Sanballat is charging falsely Nehemiah with is in reality what Sanballat was guilty of. Let me ask you a question. Does any of this sound familiar to you? And what I mean by that is this. In the same way, when God's children are sold out and they're doing something for God, you need not be surprised if the enemy begins the same approach to try and stop the progress in your life. For instance, it's like somebody standing out in the vestibule of the church who disagrees with something going on in the church, and they speak loud enough so everybody else can hear it. That's what's going on here. And in the same way, it's like the devil who is the accuser of the brethren, and he's a slanderer accusing God's children falsely in order to try and stop them from continuing on the work of the wall. Here's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say this. Here's the attack. Don't be surprised when you're doing something for God if somebody tells a lie about you. Don't be surprised, because Sanballat is falsely accusing. He's using the tool of incrimination here. He's trying to spread false rumors to try to stop and try to discredit Nehemiah so this progress will stop. Revelation 12:10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down. And what a day that's going to be. Which accused them before our God day and night. Psalm 109:2, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue, the psalmist said. In Exodus 20, verse 16, the Bible plainly teaches, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Here's what I'm saying to you. There are enemies to the work of God in any person's life. You can mark it down. And first of all, what they'll try to do is invite you. That was the first attack. The attack of invitation. Come off the wall. Come join us. Get away from God's will for your life. If you say oh no to oh no, and if you see the importance of God's work, and if you stay on the wall, then they might turn their attack into incrimination and try to discredit you and speak falsely about you and try to even lie about you. Now, what's the Bible answer for this? How did Nehemiah respond? Such a simple thought tonight. And I'm telling you, I told my Sunday school class this morning, the longer I preach, the more simple I want to be. That's the truth. Because as I've told this church before, if I preach and you can't understand it, you're not going to help. It's not going to help you too much. And I'm saying to you in verse number 8, we see how Nehemiah responded. What was the answer? What's the answer today when somebody speaks lies about you? What is the answer? Look at what Nehemiah did in verse number 8. Then I said unto him, saying, there are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. Now in this verse, we see how Nehemiah responded to this second attack of incrimination on his character. In other words, how did he respond when he was personally being attacked by the enemy, when he was being lied about? What did he do? Now this is so simple, it's ridiculous. But right here it is. He responded by simply stating the facts and telling the truth about the whole situation. Notice how he defended himself by denying these charges. Then he showed how the real problem in verse number 8, if you'll notice it, he showed that the real problem was not found in Sanballat's mind. He said it's found in your heart. Now I'm going somewhere with this, so stay with me here. Matthew 15, 19, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. This goes to show that there is a time in a child of God's life that it is right to defend oneself. Now stay with me here, in the face of false accusation. In other words, it would not have been good for Nehemiah to sit back and answer nothing to these charges. Because if he sat back and didn't give an answer, if he would have said nothing, it would have made him look guilty. However, now here's the point I'm trying to make tonight. Here's the answer. He knew that he had nothing to hide. And he knew that his heart was right. And he knew that he was not guilty of these false accusations. And he said so. Here's the Bible answer. Here it is. You ready? The main point is that when he was being accused, Nehemiah was a man who was void. I'm talking about his conscience was void of offense in this area. He truly was not guilty. And therefore, he did not have to worry about these accusations. Now, you say, Jody, I'm a little fuzzy on this. What are you trying to say the answer is? What I'm trying to say the answer is this. You make sure that any accusation that's brought out against you is false. Do you understand what I'm saying? These accusations will come. But you make sure, get this. Here it is. The only thing they had on Nehemiah was lies. That's the only thing they had on him. They had to lie about him to discredit him. Let me ask you a question. Is that true in your life? Can somebody discredit you with the truth? Or do they have to make up a lie to discredit you? Do you understand where I'm going with this tonight? The answer is that you make sure that you're living above reproach. And you make sure the only thing the enemy has on you are lies. That's it. By the way, you ought to be living in such a way that if somebody's saying something that you never hear about, that you live such a pure life before people that if somebody lies about you, the other people know that can't be true. I'm saying make sure your testimony is where it needs to be. That's what I'm saying. The answer to the attack of incrimination is make sure it's not true. That's simple, isn't it? That's so simple, isn't it? And yet, what I'm saying to you is that every now and then, every one of God's children are tempted to allow things to come into our hearts that gives the enemies of the gospel of Jesus Christ, it gives them something they can grab onto, and it's truth, and they discredit you, and the work of God stops. But during this attack of incrimination upon the character of Nehemiah, Nehemiah simply stood up and said, "Boys, you know in your heart that's not true." Nehemiah said, "My heart's right. I know my own heart, and I'm not much, but I'm not guilty of that. And that's a lie, and you're feigning it out of your own imagination and out of your own heart." Now, we looked at two attacks today. The first attack was the attack of invitation. That when Nehemiah is working on the wall, and the people are working on their own section of the wall, this outside enemy has given an attack of invitation in verses 1 to 4. They are simply inviting them to come off the wall. They are trying to lure Nehemiah away from God's will for his life. They're trying to pull Nehemiah away from God's work. They are trying to get him to settle for a second-rate meeting. And in that, he responded with saying no to Ono. Seeing the importance of God's work and making it top priority in his life. And staying on the wall and refusing to come down. When he kept that up for four times in verse number 4, they tried it four separate times, and four times he did the same thing. Bang, 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 bang. When they realized that that attack of invitation was not going to work, they turned the tide and started to incriminate him. The attack of incrimination. They started to attack his character and say, "Your motives are not right. The only reason you're doing this is because you think too much of yourself. The only reason you're doing this is because you want to be king." By the way, when you stand up to the enemy, their true colors start coming out before long. You see what I'm saying? It's starting to come out here. They're angry. "The only reason you're doing this is because you're trying to be the big daddy on campus, Nehemiah. And oh, by the way, we're going to go tell the king on you." Nehemiah simply stands up and says, "Boys, you know that's not true. And the only thing you're doing and what you're saying about me is coming out of your wicked heart. And in all this, we see tonight that Nehemiah was a man above reproach. They could not find anything on him. And the only thing they could find on him was a bunch of lies. May God help every one of us to live in such a way that the enemy of the cross can only speak lies about us. And that there's not a truth, not a word of truth in it. May we live so purely and live so closely to God that the false accuser, that's all he can do is falsely accuse." And when we're falsely accused and it's brought up in our minds, there is a time that you stand up. Now, in the next attack, you'll see that there's a time that you don't take up for yourself. There's a time to put it in God's hands. But what I'm saying to you is there is a time if something's brought out about you and it is false, there's nothing wrong with you saying that's not true. Because if you sit back and don't answer the charge, it makes you look guilty. And Nehemiah's saying that's not true. And you know it's not true. And my question to you tonight is this. Does the enemy have anything against you except lies? Is there anything in your life that the enemy can point out and say, "Looky there"? Or is the only thing they have to make it up? Do you get the, honestly, do you understand what I'm preaching tonight? You get this point. You make sure that your life is like Nehemiah's. You make sure that every attack that comes from them against your character is false. And you live a clean, godly life before the Lord who's been so good to you. Amen. That's the second attack. You say, what's the third attack? I'll give you a hint. It starts with the letter I. Invitation. Incrimination. And there was something else they used. What is it? "You got to come back Wednesday to find out." And let me tell you something. You ought to be here Wednesday unless you're working. You can't get out, whatever the case may be. Because every one of these three attacks, the enemy's going to use on you. And every one of them has a Bible answer. Bible answers.
to enemy attacks. May God drive it on our hearts. Let's bow for a word of prayer, shall we? Our Father, we love you tonight, and we thank you for your goodness to us. We love you tonight, and we thank you for the practical help that your word is to us. We thank you for our precious missionaries. They're not ours, they're yours. And I pray, God, that you'll bless them. Thank you for how they've challenged our hearts tonight and blessed our hearts with this DVD. Bless them as they have a lot of miles ahead of them, a lot of churches, a lot of meetings. Would you give them favor? May the will of God be done. Please, may your will be done. In Jesus' name. Your heads are bound, your eyes are closed. Acts chapter 24, verse 16 says, And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. As they begin to play through softly, let me ask you some questions tonight. We started this message this morning dealing with people. Tonight we approach this point of the message. And I'm going to be a preacher, God willing, that always starts where God starts, and that is with your salvation. I never want to take for granted that you're a Christian. I never want to take for granted that you know you're going to heaven when you die. There may be one in our service tonight that if you die tonight, you do not have assurance in your heart that heaven's your home. If there's one like that tonight, you say, Jody, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure that if I died that I would go to heaven. But I want to go. I really do. You say, Jody, would you pray for me? Would you be honest? Anybody like that? Would you raise your hand? Anybody at all like that? I'm looking. My eyes are searching. Let me ask you this. How are you living the Christian life? Are you living in such a way that lies are the only thing the enemy has on you? I'm not asking, are you perfect? Nobody's perfect. But I'm asking, is your heart right with God? I'm asking that as the enemy is searching, I'm talking about intensely searching for something to discredit you and something to make you look bad. And so, because see, if he can make Nehemiah look bad in front of the people may stop working. Do you understand what they're doing? The enemy wants to discredit you. He wants to incriminate you. He wants to make you look bad. So nobody else has confidence in you. And I'm asking, does he have anything other than lies on you? The only thing they had on Nehemiah was a pack of lies. And we ought to make sure that we're living a life in such a way that that's the only thing the enemy has on us is a pack of lies. And may the Lord help us with this. Let's all stand together, please. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Father, take this, use it in a mighty way. Help us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed, as Brother Gary sings. If God is speaking to your heart, or maybe God's speaking to you about the DVD that you saw, that presentation, and God's speaking to you about that, whatever it may be, the message or the DVD, whatever it is, if God's speaking to you, as he sings, would you leave your place and would you come? Come now, please, would you?
Oh, to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Can't help but think, but in a crowd this size, somebody may be having something in your life that you know that the enemy will grab onto and maybe bring reproach on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I realize that this is a message hard to respond to because you feel like everybody looks at you and all this. But I trust as Brother Gary sings this next verse, if God is speaking to you and you haven't responded, maybe you'll respond right there at your seat. Won't you make your seat a prayer? A prayer altar right there. Praying that God will help you to live in such a way that all the enemy has is lies, and that your heart is right with God. As he sings this next verse, let's all pray and ask the Lord to help us, shall we? As he sings. About our business. Let's be about our Father's business this week. Let's go as we go. You understand what I mean? Just as you're out and about, giving gospel tracts out, passing out VBS material, show up for the Vacation Bible School canvassing. Sign up if you're coming to eat on Thursday. Let's do what God wants us to do. Appreciate you being here tonight. God bless you. Please go by and see the Dear Champlain family. Brother Gary needs to meet with all the VBS workers just for a moment right after the service. This is your first time, please remember to take that card by the Welcome Center, drop it off. We've got a special gift for you. God willing, we'll see you Wednesday night to get attack number 3 and how to live in victory over that. May the Lord help us with it. Amen. Very good. I'm going to ask Brother Scotty Carrier, sir, if you don't mind, to dismiss us in